What's it, the Cape Drive time? Welcome to the show. South Africa's economy decreased by 2.0% in the first quarter of 2020. That's according to Stats SA. Last week, Treasury presented a supplementary budget in response to COVID-19 with an expected contraction of the GDP up to 7.2% later this year. I predict 8%. Online is Stats SA Deputy Director for Economic Stats, Joe De Beer. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon.
I don't think this is anything that's out of the ordinary, extraordinary, given the current economic scenario and given the fact that even at the beginning of the first quarter this year, we were already in pretty much of a bad state, even before Mr. COVID came to the neighborhood.
Yeah, you're very right. I think it's important to just put the first quarter back into perspective because we've been so caught up with COVID that it feels like ages ago when we were looking at statistics for January, February, and March. And we might remember that we started this first quarter on the back of a recession. The last two quarters of last year were also a contraction. So the year kicked off with the recession of the environment. And then we had the electricity supply constraints. We had blackouts, load shedding, that type of thing in January leading into February. And then a lot of our trading partners started closing down their economies with COVID hitting them before it hit South Africa. But that already started impacting on our ability to import machinery and equipment, for example. It started impacting on the tourism activity because of the travel restrictions. And then we know locally in the country, we started getting some restrictions around mid-March before the final lockdown came in the last 4 or 5 days of March. So although COVID started playing an impact on these numbers, the full extent of COVID, we will only see that in the second quarter numbers, which will run from April, May and June, because that's when really we had big lockdowns and industries that couldn't do any economic activity.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that the next quarter is also going to see a decrease in GDP. But, I mean, if we look at it, it seems to be an international scenario right now that there isn't an economy in this world right now which is expanding.
Yeah, you're very right. I mean, all economies suffered for that specific quarter. I guess the one difference that we have is that we experienced a recession before the slowdown due to COVID, whereas many of the other OECD countries where our counterparts and peers might have still had positive economic growth before COVID came in, which would put them into a better position as a government to respond with support mechanisms to try to help the economy to get kick-started again.
What were the contributing factors to the shrinkage of our particular scenario in South Africa? Because often what we find when we look at Stats SA reports is that certain sectors of the economy can actually do quite well for a quarter, others can shrink and others can just be leveled out. But when you get your averages, you find there's a shrinkage.
Yeah, indeed. For this quarter, the biggest problem areas was mining and manufacturing. Together, they subtracted nearly 3% to economic growth or away from economic growth. And in a little bit more detail on the mining side, it was mostly the iron ore production, manganese and these types of minerals that struggled. And on the manufacturing side, we had a lot less production for the automotive industry, metal products, petrochemicals and the like. But on the, at least, as you said, there's always a positive side as well. In the case of this quarter, agriculture did very, very well. It expanded by over 25% on the back of very good rains, good exports of our vegetable products, and then the finance and business services sector also had a very good first quarter.
Yeah, so it's amazing. It's always a mixed grill, isn't it?
That's right. And I think that's one of the characteristics that we've had in the South African economy over the last, let's call it a decade. We've always had a situation where we don't have positive contributors from all different industries. You might have 6 or 7 industries that contribute positive to the economic growth, but then you might have something like mining or manufacturing that pulls it down because of electricity constraints or industrial action or whatever the reason is for it, but you could only really have consistent and sustainable economic growth if all sectors of the economy is in a position to offer a positive contribution.
Absolutely. Joe De Beer, DDG, Stats SA, talking to us about first quarter economy shrinking by 2% expected. Let's see what happens in the second quarter. Joe De Beer, is always great pleasure.
Thank you very much.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM stereo.
This public service announcement is brought to you by The Voice of the Cape.
The word on everyone's lips is...